Brachas, Pere Gimel, Lilu Nishmas, Sorelke Bas Reb Shneir Zalman Menachem Mendel, who passed away in Achrin Shul Pesach, Heitov Shin Ayin, Teinish Mosa Tzrura B'Tzrur Rechaim. Mi Shem Eisei Mutal, Mishnah Aleph, Mi Shem Eisei Mutal Lefonov, when there is a dead body laying before him and he is obligated to occupy himself with a burial, Potur Mikrish Hashma U'minatfilo U'minatfilin, then he's exempt from reading the Shema and from doing the prayers and from putting on the tefillin. Umikol mitzvah samuris b'Torah, and from all other mitzvahs, commandments which are written in the Torah. Noi say hamita, those who carry the coffin, the bed. Vichilufayim, and those that exchange the people that exchange them, those that carry now the bed. Vichalufayim, and those who exchange for those people that have exchanged the first people. They keep on exchanging because, you know, to carry the bed. Eshelifnei hamita, whether those that are yet ahead of the row before the bed, veshel achar hamita, and those that are behind the bed, because they're passing it from one person to the other person. So then you have those that are in the front and those that are in the back. So the halacha is, eshelimita tzorech bahen p'turim. If the bed, the coffin, needs them, they need to help them to carry, then they're exempt from all the mitzvahs. And all those and those that do not carry the coffin, the bed, they're only going to the Levaya to follow it, they are obligated in all the mitzvahs. But eilu ve'eilu p'turim min ha'tefillah, but they're all are exempt from prayer. Everybody's exempt. Because for prayer, you need to have a lot of kavana, and their minds at the time of the Levaya is not there to direct it to properly daven. Says the Bartanura, Misha Meisim Mutalufon, of ones whose dead is laying before him, says Bartanura, Echad min akroivim, this refers to one of the relatives, Shechayiv, Lis Abel Aleim, who is obligated to mourn them, mutlalo v'kabre, then it's upon him that he must bury them. So he's potter mikriya shema, he's exempt from reading the shema, v'shum detorid tivda the mitzvah, because he's occupied in an occupation of a mitzvah, he's been v'chilufeyem. So then he says those who are exchanging, shekein derech, this is the custom, shemishalfim, that they change those who carry the coffin. The fishakul reitzim liskas mitzvah. Everybody wants to merit and have a take part in the mitzvah to carry the coffin to his burial. So as shalifnei hamito, those that are in front of the bed, in front of the coffin, hamzumonim lenoisa, those who are prepared to go out and carry kshetagia mikta etzlam, when the bed will come to them, so they are going to be actually participating in the carrying. But as shal acharamita, those that are behind the bed, kolayma. What it really is saying is, those who are behind the bed doesn't mean that they're physically standing by the bed, but it means to say, beinoisim shal lifnei amita, beinoisim shal acharamita, whether they're in front of the bed or they're in the behind the bed. So when it says as shal lifnei amita, as shal acharamita, so in both cases, im amita tzrichalam l'seisom peturim. So if the bed needs them, the coffin needs them, that they're going to carry it, they're exempt. Whether they're in front or in the back. But the eshein amita tzedek b'hem, eshein lamita tzedek b'hem, kegoyin ha'ilchim l'lavis es ha'meis, l'kvei de bilvad, those who are just going to walk behind the body to honor alone, but they're not going to be carrying, they are obligated. So actually, in the exemption, both those who are behind or in front, those who carry the bed, they're a potter, because they're called, they're occupied in the mitzvah, even after they carry it, it seems. But those who are just coming to the Levaya, they're obligated. Eilu ve'eilu p'turim min ha'tefillah, both of them, whether they're carrying the coffin or not, they're exempt from davening. The lav de eraisi hikimai kriya shema, because that's not the obligation, that's from the Torah shema. That's one reason. There's another explanation why it's different with regards to tefillah. is because that needs additional and more kavana, more mind, more place of the mind by the davening, and that's why they're put. Mishnah Beis, kavru esameis v'chazru, after they buried the dead, and then they returned back. They came back from the burial. If they can begin to read the Shema and also complete the first portion, before the mourners come to the line. That are the two lines that the people stand on both sides, and after the burial, the mourner goes through the lines and everybody comforts him or them. So yaschilu. So then they should begin to read the Shema. The imlav lo yaschilu. And if not, if they cannot, so they should not even begin. Ha'im din bishura, those who stand in the line. So hapnimim, those that are inside, those that see the mourner, peturim, they're exempt from the reading of the Shema. Vachitzonim chayovim, but those who are on the outside, they do not see the mourner, they're obligated to read the Shema. So the Mishnah, the Bar Tanura explains when it says here that after the burial, when they return, if they can, if they're able to lahaschil v'ligmar, to begin and finish, what it means parsha achas shel krishma, even one section, the first section of the Shema. So before, if they're able to do it before the mourners come to the shura, the shura says the Bar Tanura shayosim shuris, they would make lines saviv ha'oil. Saviv ha'ovel, around the mourner, the nachme, to comfort him, b'shuvam min ha'kever, when they came back from the grave. So then they should start and say it. But if not, v'imlav, if not, shoyaderech korev min ha'kever, ad hamokev sheba'is mashura, the place from the grave until the spot where they're making the lines was closed. And therefore, vein p'nai l'haschil v'ligmer, they don't have enough time to start and to finish the first portion of Shleigil Shura before the mourners reach the Shura. So then, apnimim, those who are inside Horoim Havil, they see the mourners, they're exempt. Vachitzoinim, but the outer ones, you know, they're behind in the lines in the back. But Sheinu Reipne Havilim, they don't see the face of Havilim, they are chayev to read the Shema. Mishneh Gimel. Noshim Bavodim Ketanim, women and slaves, that's Eved Kenani, girl slave, and small children, Pturim Mekrishma Min HaTfilin, are exempt from the reading of the Shema and from Tfilin. V'chayovim B'Tfilo B'Mezuzu B'Birchas HaMozon, they are obligated to pray and to make a mezuzah and to say the grace after the meal, bench after the meal. Bar Tanura says that Noshim Noshim Vavodim, women and slaves, Pturim Kriya Shema, are exempt from Shema. Afal Pishi Mitzvah Zman Groma. So although it's just like any other mitzvah that is time bound, V'chol Mitzvah Zman Groma, and all time bound mitzvahs, Noshim Pturis, women are exempt. So why do we have to write here that they're potter from Shema? Sal kadai techamina, would enter my mind lechayvam, to obligate them. Hoyil v'izba malchus shamayim, since it contains the kingdom of the heaven. Kamash Malon is coming to teach us that you are nevertheless potter, that the women are potter. Utfilin mitzvahs asei shazman groma. Tfilin is a positive mitzvah that is also time bound. That's why. Magromahim, that's where the potter. The Laila, the Shabbos loves man tefillin in, because nighttime and Shabbos is not the time for tefillin. The Salkadai, so why would they, why do we have to say that they're potter from tefillin? Salkadai techamina, you may think, hoyel viskas tefillin le mezuzah. Since tefillin are equated to mezuzah. Noshim is chayvu, that women were obligated, kamash malon, know that they're potter from tefillin. What about ketanim? It says in the Mishnah also ketanim. Ketanim, says the Batanura, afilu koton shegil lechinuch, even if it's a minor who has reached the age of education, lo yitila aloviv lechanuchem b'krishma, they didn't place on the father to educate him with reading the Shema. Lefishein emotsu, Tommy, that's lo yibayinus krishma, because he has not found all the time by him at the time that you have to read the Shema. And also the Levi Tefillin, not obligated to educate the Tefillin. Mishum istam cotton and he de lishmer tefillin. In general, a cotton cannot watch his tefillin. Shalei afir b'am, he shouldn't make a nefich in them, and that's why he is exempt. B'chayovin b'tefillah, but they are obligated in prayer. Because the tefillah, rachmehi, because tefillah is mercy. U'midrabonani, and that's based on the rabbanon. V'tiknua, and they instituted aflu noshim, also for women. U'lechanach ba'aktanim, and to educate also the children. U'bimezuzah, and the mezuzah. So what's the chiddush b'mezuzah? The ma'u, the teima, because I would have said, hoyil v'iskash l'talmud Torah. Since its mezuzah has been equated to Talmud Torah, keheich the noshim peturus min Talmud Torah, just as women are exempt from studying Torah, d'ksiv, because the verse says in the Devarim Dalef, l'madetem oysom es b'neichem, you, the men, should teach them their sons, v'loy es, the men, you should teach them your sons, but v'loy es b'neseich, only your sons and not your daughters, hachinami nifteru min mezuzah, they're also exempt from mezuzah. That would be the thought. Afapishi mitzvah say shelo yazman groma, even though it is not a time bound mitzvah, but nevertheless komash malon. That's why the Mishnah is teaching us now that they're chayiv mezuzah. They're not equated to Talmud Torah, and they're for this halacha, and they're not potter. Bebirchas hamozen in the birchas hamozen the mechuyev zakter meboy ilon. It's a question to us, whether women are obligating in the after the grace after meal, the bracha after the meal, from the Torah. Because it says in the Pasuk, you'll eat and you'll be sad as you'll bench. Then have a mitzvah, so that's a non-time bound positive mitzvah. Or perhaps in Chayovus Midraisa, maybe they're not obligated from the Torah. Mishum Diksi, because it says there, Al Ha'oretz Atoiva Asher Nosaloch, on the good land that He's given you. Berach Hashem Al Kechal Oretz Tevish Nosaloch. V'Oretz Lenit Nelenikavis. The Oretz was not given to the women. V'lo Yishetev. That has not been resolved. And that's why we say that they're Chayiv B'Rich Samos. Mishnah Dalet. Malkeri maharir belibe. When one sees a keri, so then he becomes tame, he becomes defiled, and he must immerse himself. And before the immersion, he's not permitted to study. But the Mishnah says, but that before the immersion, before going to the mikveh, he's permitted to think in his heart the kri shema, the words of the shema, the shema, but not express it in words, because the obligation of Shema, a person is obligated to read from the Torah, so they did not want to take it away from him. But the blessing that you say before Shema, and that comes after Shema, that is midrabanan, that you're not allowed to read before immersion, even just in your mind, just think about the words. But the benching, the grace after the eating, while you're thinking, so after it you could you do bench in your mind, because that's from the Torah. But the blessing that you make before the meal, for the food, that you're not allowed to make even by just thinking about the words, because that's only from the rabbis that you have to make the bracha before. Rav Yehuda Omer mevarech lefanav lacharav. Rav Yehuda disagrees on the previous opinion, and he says that whether it's Kriya Shema or it's benching, whether it's the blessings of the Shema or the blessing that comes before the food, so you're allowed even to express it. The Bartanura, so Abal Keri says the Bartanura, Ezra Tikin, Ezra instituted Shalei Yikra Abal Keri B'Toyra, that a person who saw a Keri, Abal Keri, should not read in the Torah. Whether it happened against his will, or whether it happened willingly, until he immerses in the mikvah. It's not because of impurity and purity that it should be prohibited while a person is tummy, he can't be Torah. Because the words of Torah do not accept tumah, so that wouldn't be a reason not to read the Torah because it's tummy. Elo kadesh shelo yehiyu tamid chachamim metzui netzil nishasem kitana goyim, only so that the scholars should not be found all the time with their wives, like the tarnegoyim, like the chickens. And so therefore they said that it'll be tummy and they'll just use the mikveh, so that will prevent them from always being together. So we say that therefore he's maharher beliba. So he thinks, he thinks the words of the Shema beliba in his heart without expressing the words. Kishegi is man hamikra, when the time for reading comes, so he can't say the words, but he can think the words. However, he's not allowed to make the bracha in front and after, even while thinking about it. Kivon the brachas lav deraisa, since the brachas are not from the Torah, la'esrachu rabbanan chacham didn't require it. But va'al hamozin, when it comes to food, mevarach la'achrav. So after the benching, he has to make the bracha. The chiyuva deraisa, because that's an obligation of the Torah to bench after chaltiv sivot verach. It's a pasuk. Ve'ainu mevarach lefano, but he doesn't make the bracha that you make for food. The lav chiyuva deraisa, that's not a Torah obligation. But the halacha has already been ruled that the tefillah of Esra has been nullified. And people who have a keri, they read their Shema in their usual way, and they occupy in Torah, mispalin, and they pray, they make all the brachas, and nobody says has anything to complain about this matter, and that's the way the halacha is. Brachis Perik Gimel Mishnah Hey Leilu Nishmas Sorerelke Bas Reb Shneir Zalman Menachem Mendel, who passed away on Achrin Shel Pesach Hey Tovshin Ayin Tehei Nishmasa Tzrur B'Tzrei Rechayim. This is learned Leilu Nishmasa B'Toich Shloishim Hoyoyim Et B'Tfilo, one who is holding in the middle of the Amida, and he remembered that he is a balkeri, lo yafsika lo yikatzer. So he should not interrupt to stop the davening altogether, but he should shorten every of the bracha. He should say the beginning and the end from each bracha. Yorad litvol, when a balkeri goes down, descends to immerse himself in the mikveh. So the halacha is, if he is able to immerse himself and to go up from the mikveh and to cover himself with his garments and to read the Shema before the sun rises, as we learned in the Mishnah Beis, that he is supposed to complete it with the Netzachamo, that opinion, the Goymerim and Netzachamo. That opinion. So is Yale Yiskasiv Yikra. So then he should go up from the mikveh and he should cover himself up and he should read the Shema. V'im lav, but if he sees that before he will be able to get out from the mikveh, in the meantime the time of the Shema will pass. So then Yiskasiv Amayim V'Yikra. So then he should cover himself up in the mikveh with the water, if the water is thick, and he should lean. Should read the Shema in the mikveh, but he should not cover himself with smelly water, and not with water in which they have soaked the flax in it. However, there's something like missing, as the Bar Tanura will say, missing in the Mishnah. What the Mishnah says now, even though the words are not found in the Mishnah, but that's the way the Gemara explains it, that if you have urine, so then you're not allowed to read the Shema next to it, until you pour in water into the urine, and the amount of water is a quarter, revis, for each time that he used it to urinate in that vessel. The kama yachik mehem, how far does he have to distance himself from the urine that he does not dilute with water? Umin hatsoya, and from the excrement, that is dalet ames, that's four cubits. But this is in a situation in when the excrement is either behind him or on the side. But when it is in front of him, he has to distance himself to the extent that he can no longer see it. So we said that if he was oimed b'tfilosei, and he remembers he's about keri lo yafsik, says the Bartanura, tfilosei legamri, shouldn't interrupt and stop his prayer totally. But rather he should shorten every blessing and blessing. And if he sees that he goes down to the mikveh, he won't be able to go up and cover himself and read before, he cannot read it before the Netzachama, before the sun sprouts. Shavasikim medagdikim al atzmon, because those vasikim, those diligent ones, they are careful on themselves, ligmarayisim al Netzachama, to complete the Shema as the sun sprouts. Diksiv, as it says in the Pasuk, until my base, Yira'ucha, they will see you in Shemesh, together with the sun, that is when they see you. And that's when the tefillah begins, so they end Krishma at the time of the Nates, and then they start tefillah. And then it's Yeruchim Shemesh. So if he sees that he can't do it, Yiskase b'mayim, he should cover in the water and rain Shema. It's specifically, it's only in a case where the water is dark, that his heart cannot see his nakedness, but if they're clear, then he cannot read it, because you can't read while his lave can see his erva. However, it should not cover b'mayim haroyim, in bad water, that means mayim sruchim, smelly water, or b'mei hamishra, that is soaking water, that's mayim sheshoyim b'am pishton, that's water in which you soak flax. Ad sheyati l'toichal mayim, he says, until he places water into them. So the Bartanura says, chesudi mechasri, there is something missing over here, it's lacking in the Mishnah. V'hochi kotorni, so it's written. V'lo yikra itzel meiraglayim, he shall not read Dishma by next to urine, achit and lotecha mayim, until he places water in there, into the urine. Vishir hamayim, what is the amount of water? Shiyati lemeira glaim, that he should place into the real urine. Shalpam achas, of one time, for each time revis, there has to be a revis. Vekamo yarchit mehem, how much does he have to distance from them? Mina meira glaim, from urine, shalai hitel etoichan mayim, that he hasn't put water in them, umin hatsoya, and from the tsoya. So he says, arba ames, he says four cubits, and the Bartanur adds, v'davkir kshul etzdodim, only if it's on the side, or l'achrov, or behind him. Abol lefono, but if it's in front of him, marchik mole'enov, he has to distance himself as far as the eye can see. Mishnevov. Zav shedo keri, a person that saw three times a ziva, meaning he has a flow of the semen, so then he becomes the tamei for 7 days. And in during the 7 days, if he saw a kari, he saw semen again. So he, in addition to being a zav, he also saw a keri, he saw shichvazera, which the tuma, the defilement is nor, is only 1 day. So during the tuma, during the time that he is tamei from the ziva, he is permitted to learn and daven. But by the tuma from keri that he's not permitted to study and not to daven. So the halacha is that the zav, that the one has the flow, he should immerse himself during the 7 days for the tumah of keri. So although that through this tefillah, through this immersion, he's not going to become toyer anyways, because he remains a zav anyways for 7 days, nevertheless he needs to immerse himself in order for him to be allowed to learn and to daven just to take care of the carry, even though he's still a zol. V'nidosh pol toshich vazera, and a woman who is a nida, and she is tamei for 7 days, and then from her came out the shich vazera in during the time that she was a nida. V'amshameshes sheraso nida. Or she had after the time that she was mishamish, she saw then blood, so she must immerse herself in these days that she's anida for the tuma of the shechvazera. Although that after the immersion she would still remain tamei for 7 days because of the nidas, because she's a nida, nevertheless, she still has to immerse herself because of the tumah from Sheikh Vazeret that she should be allowed to daven. But Rabbi Yehuda Peiter, and Rabbi Yehuda says that since the immersion cannot really purify her totally, therefore he says they don't even have to immerse themselves until the end of the 7 days that the ziva or the nida is completed. Says the Bartanura, Zov Shero Akeri. Although he's a Zov, so he's already going to be Tomei for 7 days because of the Ziva. And therefore, and going to the mikveh for the Keri isn't going to make him pure. He still nevertheless needs to immerse himself the Divrei Torah, to learn Torah, Ketakonis Ezra, as Ezra instituted, Mishum Keri because of the Keri. V'chein nida, likewise with the nida, im bo lispalel, if she comes to pray, u'pelet ha'shich vazera, and she puts out the shich vazera, harei ki balkeris, then she has the status like a balkeri. V'shich vazera mitamo ha'isha kol shloisha yamim lachatashmish, the shich vazera can defile the woman when it comes out all 3 days after the time of tashmish. After that, it's already become totally spoiled in her body, and there can be no child created from it, so it doesn't apply, it's not called anymore the Sheikh Vazer. So this is the meaning of the Mishnah. Now I need that put out now the tashmish sheshim she'esmel that she has was mishamish yesterday koydim sheroso before she saw or so she was mishamish before she became anida, then she became anida, and now she spits out from the shechvazera from the tashmish that was the day before she saw, and also v'amishameshes mitoso. And if she's mishamish nimita sheraso nida achar sheshom, so now she sees after the shemesh nida tzrichin tvilo, they need to immerse themselves, and they need to immerse themselves because of the laws of the keri, because of tvilas Ezra. No, regardless of the fact that because she's a nida now or she's a nida before, she's still not going to become Torah even after the mikveh. But Rabbi Yehuda Peiter, Rabbi Yehuda exempts. Abim shamesha sherosa nida, even if she was mishamesh and then she became a nida, poter Rabbi Yehuda exempts. Ba'afal gav dimi korabas tefilas avi, even though to the beginning, before she became a nida, she was already somebody need to be toivel before mitzad tekonas Ezra v'ikal lemeimer, and we can say that just because she became a nida now, maybe the obligation of tefila from Ezra that came from the time that she was mishameshes that shouldn't go away, and therefore she should be allowed. She should be chayiv to go to mikveh, but still we say Rabbi Yehuda Peiter. Kvar kasavnu li'il, but we already written before, says the Batanu, the batlu litfiluso, that they nullified the immersion in the mikveh of Ezra, mipnei shehoiso takone, shein revat zibur yichelun lamed bo. It was a takana, which the majority of the people were not able to withstand.